remind me of when you start joking around? Tony Baker.
Who is Tony Baker?
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know who the fuck Tony Baker is. God
damn, you are so, you're like so funny like him. He's one of my favorite comedians. I saw him when he came to San Diego. If he comes back here, we gotta go. I'll take you personally, my goddamn
son. All right.
Tony Baker, comedian. 1.2 million people. You got that type of personality.
Tony Baker.
You don't look anything like him. It's the personality.
Well, we rolling, y'all. We already rolling. Y'all don't know who that is in the background. That's Miss Janelle Bird right there,
hey,
y'all.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey,
you ain't got to talk in the mic. You good. You good. You chill. You can chill right there.
Hella rookie-ass move. Rookie-ass move.
So
okay.
I finally got your ass on the podcast. You know how long this shit's been? Like, you do not know how to give back to people.
I don't. You're right about that. You know what? One thing I will never do is not admit when I'm wrong. Jeez. And I'm wrong for that. And I kept procrastinating.
And you said, I remember you said yesterday, he's like, I'm trying to get better at that.
I am trying to get better at that. It's on my to-do list for 2021.
And I forgot we had each other's numbers. So when you text me today, I was like, he's like, I'm on my way, bitch.
You kept Instagram DMing me. I don't like Instagram.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people like to do that these days.
Listen, just because you slide in everyone else's DM.
Nah, I don't
regularly.
Slide in, no.
Okay. I know all about it. No. I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
Don't get in trouble.
Nah, the Instagram dating is...
Is that
horrible.
What you do? Do you find dates on Instagram these days?
No. That's what people do, though.
Why not? It's easy, right?
I mean, it is easy, but it's just
you
like,
can pre-qualify them. You can scroll the feed.
You can pre-qualify. You can. And right? You know what a pre-qualification is? It's like if, I don't know, if you have a lot of followers,
yeah,
it's more of like a turnoff, honestly.
Is it?
It's kind of like a turnoff. Okay. And it depends on what you're posting,
well, why,
too.
Why, though? They might have a big head, or do you just think it's
what,
like...
What that, too. Okay. I think it depends on their what they're posting.
Okay,
yeah,
all
depends
right.
On what they're posting. So well, you go through the feed, and you see exactly, like, what they want. Because when you go to people's social media, that's what they want people to see of you, right?
Exactly.
So that's, when you see that, and then you see a bunch of booty bits, and what do they call them? Belfies?
Belfies. I've never heard the term booty bits.
Booty bits?
Is that what you just said?
No, that's not what I was saying. You just made that up.
Booty bits.
Booty bits.
Booty bits is going on Urban Dictionary. I promise you, it's the new thing.
What is booty bits?
Booty bits
is that,
means
is that a
when
booty
you're showing
pic?
A little bit of booty, maybe uh-huh. Just booty bits, bits
just,
of the booty.
Just a bit.
You want them to so, see it, but not all the way.
Not all
right?
The way. So is that half that little
that's
peach thing that
that's when
you're
not quite wearing
do?
A thong, but you're wearing more of a Brazilian cut. So 3/4 of the booty cheeks are showing. Okay.
I can't drink
the
around you.
The crack has not been exposed. The crack has not been exposed.
Okay, the crack.
The crack.
All right, so booty bits.
Booty bits.
So that's what the chicks are doing when you see that.
Booty
what's,
bits.
What's that,
booty
that post?
Bits, booty bits is also something, if you're married, like for me, for example, I can show booty bits because I feel like it's not too much, you know what I mean? But it's enough.
Okay, so booty bits are for the people who are taken.
Yeah, it's like PG-13.
PG-13.
Yeah.
Man, you got a lot of groupies in San Diego.
I do.
Tell you that. You do.
Really?
You
do. I had no idea.
People have come to my F45 class, like, back in the day, mm-hmm. and they was like, do you know Janelle? Do you know Janelle? I'm just like, Janelle? Like, little old Janelle? Like, they like, it's like you're a celebrity, you know? And I'm just like, Jay,
I think that's from my go-go days.
That's,
you know,
no, that's not from your go-go days. That's from your soul cycling days.
Yeah, that's only been 2.5 years though. So,
well, yeah.
But I feel like I picked up a lot of traction from that, definitely, because I think I was already in the fitness industry from competing.
Yeah.
And just being united with like Body University and like a bunch of different athletes, but I felt like being part of Soul Cycle, which is a huge company and a well-known company and a big brand, like that really was a huge kickstart for people getting to know me more, and it was something I took really seriously because it was finally like I found my thing,
right.
You know, and I think people can sense that even through your feed,
yep.
Whether you're posting booty bits or not, but like mm-hmm. You know, people know when you're being authentic, and I think people were just like, oh, Janelle from Soul Cycle, because what's interesting is when I first started Soul Cycle, actually before that I was an instructor somewhere else, but I think people were like, Janelle the Go-Go is an instructor now. And then it turned, and then that switch. So it's mm-hmm. kind of, you know, it's your identity changes. And then if I'm doing something else, it'll be like, do you remember Janelle, the Soul Cycle instructor? Now she's doing, mm-hmm. you
yep.
know?
Yep.
So your identity is constantly changing, which is beautiful. So I'm glad people know me for that.
Well, yeah, they like, they know you for the go-go stuff, too.
Well,
why'd you even, like, you just woke up one day, you was like, I just want to do Soul Cycle? Like, what happened?
No, so it started because I wanted to compete, right? So mm-hmm. when you first want to compete, you're like, all right, Jason and Francine from Body University, they were just like, wrote me in. I've been friends with them I've known Jason since I was 13. So Jason's like, oh, we'll get you prepped. We'll get some muscle on your body. We'll put you on stage and all stuff.
Oh, you was killing it back there. I remember them days.
Oh, I was in the gym every day. I had a
You know what's crazy? They used to hate people like me and you because like, it was like easy for us to prep.
Yeah.
Like real quick.
Oh yeah. 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 I know, but yeah. It was also good, and I had to find ways to make it look like I was really suffering through prep, but I wasn't.
I know, I was looking, I was just like, she ain't suffering
I just
at
woke
all.
Up all lean, I was like, didn't wake up like this.
Oh my God.
Hey, I was prepping so hard, my voice changed. I'm just kidding.
I remember when I did a show, man, I was in the check-in, and I remember Maritza, she was like, I didn't even know you was competing. Like, oh, you just woke up one day. I did like an 8-week prep or something like that. I was eating like Chipotle the whole time. Like,
yeah, but you can't say that.
Well, you can't say that. Know what I mean? So
you can't post that.
Yeah, no. that was crazy.
That's funny because you can't let the other competitors think you had it easy. I mean, it's not that it's easy. It's still easy. a very disciplined thing to be on, but. It's just, yeah, some people had it easier than others. But, yeah, so they wrote me in. And as you know, like, cardio is like Stairmaster. They're like, don't break from the Stairmaster. Stairmaster 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes at night. You almost feel like a robot. You're just like, all right, I'm going to get my Stairmaster. I swear so the first show I did, I didn't do very well. And it was because I was like, I had a hard time with it because I was a big foodie. And there was, it is still a strict diet. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I hated the Stairmaster. I hated the cardio. I really hated the cardio. I could lift weights all day. But the cardio part, I was like, this is just not
the
business.
Was she doing like 45 minutes or like an hour or some shit?
Yeah. But broke, and then they would break it up. Went like
20-20?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I didn't look forward to it. And then the second show I did, strangely, it was like only Stairmaster, right? For your cardio after weights. But I started sneaking in cycling sessions at a different studio. We didn't have a Soul Cycle at the time. And my friend Caitlin brought me in, and she's just like, you'll love it. It's like dancing on a bike, and it's cardio. And I was like, okay. And I would wear the little polar strap, have the watch on, count the calories.
It was all swag.
I was in it. And I'm like, this is so fun. And I started doing that like 2 or 3 times a week. And I came in that next show, even though like it was the same prep, but I would sneak in those little cycling sessions. And I think it was just like mentally decompressing for me, and like it just was I was in a dark room, it felt good, but I was still burning calories. And I came in, and I think I did well because I was in a good mental space,
right?
And so after that I gained 20 pounds right after the show. And it was 20 pounds to most people is nothing, but when I'm petite, right? So that's, to me, was a lot. I fell into a depression, and I was like, I don't know what to do with myself. I stopped working out and everything. And competing can do that to a lot of people, I think. I mean, it really can.
Yep.
And it can get you, you know, body dysmorphia, all types of shit.
All that shit.
Where you loved yourself before, but now all of a sudden you're just like, I don't like anything about me. And I went through that phase. And so I started slowly sneaking myself back into the cycling studio. And I think I liked it because I could kind of disappear in the room. And I wasn't in the front trying to kill it. I was just in the back just trying to get myself back. And so I fell in love with cycling for that purpose, because it brought me back to life. And I had hit like a dark place at one point from prepping and competitions. And it's nothing against it. It's just, it wasn't easy for me mentally.
Right.
You know, because after that, after the show, it's like food, candy, cookies, burgers, you know what I mean?
Binging like a
bomb. All of it. Binging. Mm-hmm. I went to Finisterre, all-inclusive in Cabo. I gained 10 pounds in the first week. Damn. You know what I mean? Because it's all-inclusive. And I was like, all the food.
Yep.
So once I got back on track, I auditioned to be an instructor there. Got to be an instructor at a different studio for about a year, and then I auditioned for Soul, which was up in LA, and it was fucking nerve-wracking as hell. Like, I pulled up, I was sweating, people got their duffel bags, they're all yoked, the girls were like mad dogging, like, you know, I mean, it's not like a mean girl thing, but it's more like you feel the competition when you walk in there. It's thick. So I walked in, and I was just like really fucking nervous, even though I was an instructor somewhere else. Like, I knew how to instruct a class, but it was just such a like high caliber of people, you know. And yep. And once you level up, you don't feel like you're ready, but you're just like, I'm here anyways. You know what I mean? And there's something so beautiful about being in that moment where you're like stepping across the line. You've been behind the line. You're stepping across it. You do not feel ready, but you're just like, all I can do is just be here and just give it 100%. Whatever happens is fine. Yeah. You have to be okay with the yes and the no.
Yep. Yep.
So I auditioned, and it took them like 6 weeks to get back to people. But as the weeks went by, people would get the no emails. And my mindset was, people were freaking out that didn't get the no still. I said, listen, if you didn't get a no, guess what? You're still a yes. You're in the yes pile. So every week that went by, I was just like, I'm still a yes. Then I started to actually like manifest it and visualize myself on that podium teaching to class, because I wholeheartedly was like, they have to pick me. Like there was something that switched within that 6 weeks that I went from everyone there was so good and so much better. And then like in the middle of the process, people were getting no's and we were all messaging each other, 'cause you know, you make connections.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, I'm still a yes. I'm going to get this. This is supposed to be mine. And then fate kind of set in, and then I got the call. I remember I pulled up to Body University. I get the call. I just hop out of my car. It's Allison from New York. She's like, do you have a minute to chat? I legit sat in the parking lot on the floor, put my shit down. I said, yes, I do. Like, not next to my car, like booty on the pavement. And I'm like, yes, I'm here. And then they invited me to a training program, and it was just like 10 weeks in New York City of like, just life-changing, just something. It just like cracked me open in so many different ways. I felt like I changed, I evolved so much in such a short period of time that I came back, I felt like a totally different person.
It's like a boot camp,
it's
man
boot
like
camp as hell,
man.
Oh, man.
It was so fun like watching you doing
crazy.
That man, I was
yeah.
just like, because I remember like before that you was doing some type of MLM, right?
Yeah.
You was getting into some, I remember you had contacted me about that to get on your team or something. I was like, oh, Janelle's doing some MLM stuff. And then that fell through, and then you started doing the Soul Cycle. I was like,
yeah.
She fucking found something.
Man, I found it. And when I found it, I was like, it felt so authentic to what I wanted to do in life. And mm-hmm. being somebody that's not, I'm not 20 years old, you know what I mean? This isn't like, everything is a stepping stone, but I had so many stones that I stepped over to get here. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And what I find interesting is when people see you arrive somewhere, they have no idea of the stones and the steps that it took you to get there.
Yep.
So people will look at you and you'll be doing something well, and they're like, oh, she had it so easy.
Yep.
Or it looks so easy. It must have mm-hmm. been easy for you. And
yep.
I'm like, you don't know what it took me to get here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You
don't
yeah,
know
exactly.
how many failures, how many no's, all of those things that it took me to get here. So they take a snapshot of your Instagram or whatever it is and where you're currently at, and they almost dismiss where you've been.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so I just, you know, I have people that are just like, well, you know, you just have connections. It's nothing to do with connections. I didn't know anybody at SoulCycle. I knew a few instructors. Nobody helped me through this process.
Right.
You know what I mean? I earned it.
Yep. That's
so
right.
I don't know. I feel good. I'm where I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What was the toughest thing? In boot camp.
In boot camp.
Did they put you guys through a workout or like?
We worked out. I mean, we rode almost every day. Mm-hmm. I had one day off Sunday, which I would lay in bed. We would cry sometimes, just all day, just crying and
yeah.
shit. Because you're just so physically exhausted that things that would not normally emotionally disturb you all of a sudden do. Because
yeah.
when you're that depleted and you're that aware of everything going on, even the sun, it's like all of a sudden I feel really hot, or you know, different things are happening to you because you are so vulnerable and sensitive because you're so broken down.
Right.
So I feel like that's their purpose is
yep,
to provide you with a product of yourself that you had no idea existed, type of thing. But I remember this one time they had us in the studio with candles and it was dark, and they had you sit in front. They moved the bikes. They had us sit in front, Indian style, right? In front of the mirror. You're literally face to face just with your damn self.
I wish I could see how graphic she is right now.
Oh,
tell her the story.
You guys, literally, and you're like 6 inches eyeball to eyeball with yourself. And they're playing Sia Breathe Me, right? Real loud.
What's Sia Breathe Me? I don't even...
Oh, man. Do
sing
I need
it.
To... No, I'm not going to sing it.
No,
I'm not going to sing
on,
it. I don't have vocals like that.
Hum it or some shit. Like...
lost.
But there we go.
I have done it again.
I don't even know. I don't know. I don't know if you're fucking it up or what. Like,
okay. So what the purpose was, they wanted you to basically look into your own eyes, your own soul, and connect with yourself on such a deep level that you are more sure and more sound of who you are in that very moment, right. Not who you were yesterday, who you're going to be tomorrow, right there, just who right you there. Are, all the things, okay. And really embrace it, embrace yeah. yourself. I could not stop crying. I had, you know, the ugly cry, like the, like, like,
like shit dripping down your nose.
Dripping. And like, you know, you just have this moment where you're just like, I don't know why they did that to us, really. I truly don't. Okay.
Oh, that's it? I don't think you play too much of it. Copyright issues. <No. laughs> I think they know. Just Google it. Hell,
I have done it again. All right, you can find me at, and you can sign me. Okay. You can sign me. I'm free, free not. Agent. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
You didn't know I could sing?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Maybe that's in my next lifetime. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
no, but so, like, yeah.
How did we even meet? Like, that's what I'm trying to, I was
okay,
trying to figure this out.
I was just trying to think about that. Because yeah. when you said we were going to start with that, I was like, wait, hold up. Because like,
how the fuck did we meet?
Because I know we were all at World.
I feel like I probably met through Candace. Because I, you know, I knew Candace at LA Candace. Fitness. Before I came to World Gym, I was at LA Fitness.
And that's where I knew. Had to have been through Candace.
That's where I knew Candace.
Okay.
And
did you ever train with Candace? Like, you guys work out together?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Yeah, we did back in the day. It was me, her. Remember when me, her, and Rose was doing the boot camps?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. So, yeah,
we used to work out a little bit.
Okay. And that's the connecting factor.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
That makes sense.
I don't know, like, where the fucking connection. I think it was just we're both fucking crazy.
Wild.
But
really wild.
But you did say. I remember you said that we're like the opposite version of each other. I don't think that. Like. I think you're way more fucking over the top
negative.
Than me.
You're hell,
way more to over the top than me.
That's where yep. we stop the podcast, because that's a lie. One thing I need from you is authenticity. That's a lie. Rewind.
Rewind my
Look
ass.
At even your dog looked Wait. Back. He said, that's a lie.
No. Hey, it's levels. It's levels, man. Like,
negative.
I don't know, like.
No.
When you're on your story, like, you'll have some long ass. I ain't gonna lie, I'll have some long
ass. I have
ass
some
fucking,
long stories.
I'll have some long ones too, but.
You don't have
but
to watch.
You, I know, but I'm not saying. No, I love them. But I'm just saying, like, that's you're crazier than me. That's my point.
I am. You have so much energy. I don't even think you sleep
no,
at
you
night.
You mm-mm. have the energy. Mm-mm. Like, how do you, like, the soul cycle?
Not like,
you. And then you're at home with the Tesla talk, you know what I mean?
Let me tell you, don't ever take the Tesla long distance.
Hey.
All fun and games. So
oh,
you
I know.
Charge it.
I know. You know, ever since that video, like, every time, like, I see, you know, I like, when somebody tells you something and then, like, all of a sudden you just see it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now I just see Teslas
everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere.
And people who drive Teslas, oh, my God. Oh, they're either speeding or, like.
Chilling.
They're just
real
chilling.
Slow.
They're real slow. And they entitled as fuck. I'm just
entitled
like,
as fuck.
Yeah, right.
One of my friends, Taylor, actually, at SoulCycle, she's like, when I see a Tesla cut me off on the road, I just think to myself, go ahead, you have a Tesla. I understand. And I'm like, no, hell no, don't let people cut you off. Oh, my God. But it's
ain't this supposed to have some safety shit, you know? Like,
I don't know. The car is annoying. Andy's always like, take the Tesla. I'm like, no, thanks. I really like my own car. So I'm just like, I don't hate the car. I just like, it's just too much going on. There's too many bells and whistles. I don't need that much going on in a car.
How many times you got to charge it?
I mean, we have a charger in our garage, so you got to charge it. If you charge it at night, obviously it's cheaper because the electricity costs less at night.
You don't take it on road trips.
Yeah. But I mean, I think it's got like, he charges it up to like 240 miles. The problem with that is while you're driving it, depending on if you're stepping on the gas or stepping on the pedal hard, whatever, not the gas, you know, but if you have the AC on, just different things, that 240 can drop a lot faster.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so that's what was happening when we were driving to Arizona, because we had everything cranking, the wind is against us, like all kinds of things. I'm like, this is a mess. It took us 10 hours to get to my mom's house. I was just like, never again.
That shit was so fucking funny.
Never again. I was like, we could have drove to San Francisco.
Like, look at these dudes in the parking lot, man. It's like the Hills Have Eyes type shit right here.
It is. And like the funny thing is when everybody pulls up to park to charge their Tesla, it's like a click, and Andy would like get out and like dab people. What's up, man? I don't like your car. And they all talk about cars and stuff. I'm just like,
they got a Tesla handshake.
Geeky, yeah. It's like they make like a T. They're with all the ooh, ooh. Make the T. They end with the T. No, I'm just kidding. You know what's the worst car on the road though? I always talk shit about it.
The Prius. I know. You're right, though.
I feel like one day somebody's going to gift me a Prius and be like, let me see you drive
it. Oh, man. I'll give you a Prius, damn it.
Damn.
If I had it, I'd be like, I would just drive up to it. Happy birthday, Janelle.
Damn. I don't know what it is. I feel
with Prius written right on the side of it.
Every single Prius has either a dent, a scratch, a bent rim, a bent fender.
That ain't supposed to be the safest cars. It's supposed to be bad tent. How you have a bad tent though? Like, come
when
on.
When it turns purple, stop lying.
Really? I've never seen
you
that.
You haven't seen the old school cars with the purple tint with a few bubbles in there. The tint has seen better days.
Hey, I'm from the South. They color their tint.
Oh.
Yeah, like mirror tint.
To match.
So it looks like the color.
No, that's actually the candy paint. I should do that to my car, but see, my car is white, so that wouldn't work.
I can see you doing some shit like that.
I would do some shit like that.
Have some spree wheels. Remember spree wheels?
Yes.
I forget you my age. You 40?
41.
41? Damn. All right.
Officially in my 40s.
You're officially in your
40s. That's crazy.
I've been pushing 40 for like the longest, man. I think I'm 38, 39, something like that.
I don't really like telling people, but since it's on the podcast.
It's already there. Everybody already know anyway.
I know. And then I turn 42 next month.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, shit.
Damn, you're getting up there, Jay.
I know. On that note, let me eat another macro bar.
Let me give me a macro bar. I got to take my damn mouthpiece now. Hey.
Wait, how about I pulled up and he has his Invisalign in. And I was like, I didn't know we were Invisalign doing this. I would have worn my Invisalign too. Wait, I went out.
See, go ahead.
I went out the other night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go out. Yeah. Candace convinced me to go out.
Yeah, of course.
I sent her a text, right? Her and Francine. I said, listen, I'm too old for this shit. But since you're making me come out, I have some stipulations. Number one, I'm wearing my retainer. Number two, I may or may not be farting in the club. I'm just kidding. Number three, the only drinks I'm drinking are the ones that are free. And number four, I'm leaving by 12.
That's so mean. That's why I don't go out no more, man.
They were literally
that's why I don't go out.
They were like, you're such a pain in the ass. I was like, well.
I told myself if I go out on a date and I don't really like the date, I'll always wear my Invisalign. If I don't like the date, I'll just take it out right in front of me. How much of a turn off would that be? I'd be like, hold on. And then I'd suck all the spit out and I'd be like.
You pull it out slow so all the stringy saliva comes out with it. Yep. Start talking in the middle of it.
And then I start cleaning it out with my tongue and shit. I'd be like, I don't want that spit to get all in there, you know?
I would call my liver right away. I'd be like, this guy is out of control.
That's
I'm out
so
here.
Funny, man. I thought about that a couple months ago, man. Cause,
that's nasty.
Because the dating world is crazy these days. You should be glad that you're married.
I don't have to deal with that?
Yeah, that you don't have to deal with this shit. Because it's not like
tell
it was when we
it,
was when we was coming up, man. It's not the same
way. Listen, you're in the fitness industry. You meet a lot of ladies, I'm sure, right? I mean, you know
it's
a lot of people.
Just taking my class. That's it. It's not like I don't have time to
be. You don't meet people
be,
in class ever. Yeah, you're never like, ooh, that one might be good.
Yeah, but it's not enough to get to know you like in class. You can be attractive, but like I don't know what your personality
is
like.
Yeah, but you can follow them on Instagram.
Is that the first step? Is that the first step right there?
You already have all their credentials. You know their number, their email, their
math. I can't use that shit.
Shit.
That is not me.
I look up everybody. New people, mm-hmm. Just so y'all know. New people in my class. Oh, yeah. I take that class sheet home because I have it, and mm-hmm. I look them up. I want to know what y'all are about.
Oh, you look up their Instagram and shit.
Yep.
See, everybody's Instagram is
I'm
like on private.
I want to know what people are about. A lot of people are private.
A lot of people are private. So that people follow me, they come, I go to their Instagram, and it's private. I'm like, I'm like, oh, I... And then they have a picture. I can't even see who their what their face looks like.
Oh. Yeah. You know what? I block everybody that adds me with the with no image.
Oh, yeah?
That when they just don't have a profile picture. Why don't you have a profile picture? What is that? Who are you?
I don't know. Somebody, some kid in the basement.
Or they have zero posts or something. I think it's...
It is weird.
It's weird. You're creepy. Don't add me. Please don't add me.
I think that's more like companies are like... Somebody's like just making ghost accounts,
mm-hmm.
spy on people, or
just to get
likes or some shit, or it's just to get engagement. I don't know. That's weird.
Well, so what's the best way if I'm single? Okay, if I leave Andy Farnsworth tomorrow, mm-hmm. I'm single. What do I do? What's the steps?
Fuck, you asking the wrong person. You,
I'm gonna catfish you. Can I catfish you? Make an account, and can I see what type of bites I get on my fishing line? Can I do that? I don't want to do that.
Somebody catfish though?
I'm so gonna.
But why would somebody?
Let me do it. My name is Sylvester, but I'm gonna be you, Sylvester Simon. I'm gonna have two names. Wait, I'm gonna do it.
But what about the other person?
It's really you. I can really if it's a qualified candidate, then I hook you up with them.
How you know it's a qualified candidate though?
Because I'll do the legwork.
How you?
I have. Listen.
But it's just online. Like, you can't really get to know somebody
on
online.
Stuff. On Instagram.
On Instagram.
I'm going to make a whole new account.
There's no pictures. There's no pictures.
I'm going to make a whole new account.
And they can do fake pictures. You got to understand what the possibilities
are.
Damn,
that butterfly just tried to go in your ear.
That was a butterfly? That was a butterfly? I thought that was my hibiscus.
No, it was more like a moth, but... Let's call it a butterfly. It sounds more beautiful. I don't know.
Oh, man. Nah, I'm on, I was on Bumble for a little while, and, I'm on Hinge now, but, like, I'm getting tired of Hinge.
Okay.
It's, you probably don't know shit about none of these
apps. I know Tinder, because...
Tinder is, like, way back.
I was on
Tinder's
Tinder
like, doing fucking
Rebecca.
MySpace. It's, like, my...
Somebody catfished me. Like,
somebody catfished you?
What? It's Rebecca. I don't even look like a goddamn Rebecca. I was like, can you give me a name, like?
So they use your pictures to catfish
mm-hmm.
somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
SoulCycle pictures, too.
What?
I'm like, first of all.
It was like, damn, let's go, baby.
And somebody messaged me and was like, hey, somebody catfished you. Mm-hmm. And they were me in my SoulCycle shit with a mic phone. Like, really? I work there.
I didn't know people
pick some
do
generic
that.
Pics. Don't pick my job pics. It's weird. Well, people are weird. They'll do whatever they can.
Damn.
Yeah.
You're just too famous.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Trying to get that check mark.
You're just too famous, man.
Give me verified. Just kidding. No.
Oh, man.
But I mean, I don't know. I feel like San Diego, there's like everybody, all of my friends that are single are all like wonderful people. But no, whether it's my guy friends or my girlfriends, nobody can find the right people. It's the weirdest thing.
I don't think it's really that weird. I mean, I feel like we are just picky. We're just not going to settle for
it. And the older you get, you know, it becomes a little bit more, you know, because you are more sure of what you want.
Yeah.
Because you've had some things already. So you're like, that's definitely not what I want. Because it obviously didn't work out.
But see, also too, like, I'm at the point too where, like, I'm not unhappy mm-hmm. being single. You know how, like, some people are just like, there's nobody out there.
Yeah.
I can't find anybody. Like, if I don't find nobody, it's cool. Like, it
oh,
is
so that
it is.
Sam Smith song, Someone to Die For, doesn't get you a little bit?
Someone to Die For.
You
sing
haven't
it.
Heard that?
Sing it.
I just need someone I can die for.
The only one
Pink
I know is...
Living and sipping on a sponge. I want it all with you. Look at
that's the only one
dog,
I know, yo.
Your dog came over to Adam.
Hey.
He was like, please
stop. I'm at the download the album now. I should have downloaded that album for that song.
I think it's good to be happy while you're single, though.
Yeah.
Because I think that says a lot about you're, like, sure of who you want. And anytime you enter into a relationship, it shouldn't be because you just don't want to be lonely.
Right. Exactly.
Like,
I
just don't
want to
be alone,
another podcast.
So I'm going to be with you.
Yep.
I mean, come on.
Yep.
What is that? That's never going to work out, you know?
Exactly.
Now that I'm married, I'm like, all I want to do is be lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding.
Just kidding, Andy.
I'm just kidding.
Just kidding.
He gives me a lot of space. That's why it works out.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not clingy people. He knows that I need, like, I want to drive to Santa Barbara for like 3 days in a couple weeks. And, he lets me, that's definitely the wrong use of words, but he doesn't mind that I need to do that because I'm a human being. And without being, you know, without Andy, I'm just Janelle, and I need to always stay just Janelle.
Right.
I think people get married and then again, it becomes part of their identity. They're like, oh, well, I'm married and I'm an instructor. I'm like, well, who are you really beneath all that? Because past all that, you're just really you. And if you weren't an instructor and if you weren't married, are you actually happy centered with who you are? Because if Andy was to leave the world tomorrow, like, God forbid, I'd be like fucking devastated. But I need to know that I can carry on without him because I love myself enough to where I know I'm going to be okay. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't know what it feels like to lose like a husband or anything. So to everybody out there, it's like, well, you don't know what it feels like. I get it. I don't. But like, I do love myself enough. And I think I have enough inside of me where I would be, yes, I would be like really sad, but I'd be like, I'm still Janelle. I'm still a force. I'm still here. And there's a reason I'm still here, you know? So, and we got Go like Macro the, Bars shit. Trash all over the place.
Put your money on this
one. Damn. What's what? Oh, those cards?
What?
Did you get
cards? Oh, that was cards.
Oh, he got question cards ready?
I had question cards, you know?
Oh, no.
I was getting...
Oh, wow. I'm not telling you.
But I don't even need them. You know? I thought I was going
to
need them.
See, when I was coming to the podcast, I had asked him.
I didn't even know she was coming, y'all. Honestly, I thought she was going to hit me up and be like, you know what, Renard? Something came up.
And women come up with anything. Jeez, they come up with anything. Man. They're like, half of my eyelashes fell off in the bathtub. I've got to get them replaced quickly, promptly, today. During the same time as the podcast.
Let's see what I had on here. I had some other shit
I'm
on
curious
here.
What you were going to ask me.
Let's see.
Favorite food.
Some bullshit.
Favorite food?
Yeah, what's your favorite food?
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack. Mm. They should be fucking sponsoring your ass, man.
Thank you. At For Shake real. Shack.
Can you... Did you hit them up yet?
Does this card say math challenge?
Oh, that's the match?
Are you kidding me right now?
So we do a math challenge in the beginning of the podcast because people be all nervous and shit, but you're not nervous.
You do a
shit.
Math challenge? I'm a tourist. I'm good at math.
All right, so let's do the math challenge
real
quick.
Now I'm going to fuck up. Go ahead. All
right, what's 2 + 2?
Stop it right now. 5.
Yes, again.
Give me a good math challenge.
Come on, keep going. Come on, you got to go.
Quadratic equation.
I want the answer. Give me the answer.
4.
All right, what's 4 + 6?
10.
What's 6 + 9?
15.
What's 9 + 10?
Why did you act like that was wrong? 19.
No. What's 15 + 2?
17. Are you being for real right now?
What's 17 plus
He's
9?
He's so serious, he's in my
what's 17
face.
17 plus 9.
17 plus 9. Hold on. 26.
What's that doing?
Is that wrong?
Is that wrong? The mathematics.
17 plus 9? 26.
26.
Good Is that
job.
Right?
Good
okay,
job.
Good.
Right.
That took me a couple
That's
seconds.
It. That's it.
Hey, this.
I used to only
brain.
Do like 5 of them, you know, but Damn. You was on the roll.
Yeah,
you know?
I was. You're right.
You was on
about
the roll.
That.
Let's see what else we got here. Mm. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about that lame ass TikTok dance you did a couple weeks ago,
Damn.
Bro.
You know,
we got to fix that shit.
We're
gonna do a TikTok today, y'all.
Okay.
And we're gonna post that shit. So
I agree. It was the worst TikTok sure. ever. But
it was.
To my defense,
you was tired as fuck.
I was tired
you
as fuck.
Like I was like,
no.
What is going
you know
on
why
here?
Though? I was already in bed, and my friends. Go. They texted me. They said, "What's your gate code?" I should have known their asses were up to something. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, maybe they're postmating me something because I hadn't been feeling good, you know. I'm like, oh, you know what? Here's my gate code. They show up knocking on my door. I'm already in bed in my pajamas, so I wasn't TikTok ready. Come on, I was off.
Janelle, you are Janelle the go-go dancer, yo. You're supposed to be able to do that shit on sight.
I used to be able to dance like those little like Gumbies at the car lot, you know.
Oh yeah.
And everybody wants to dance like them, but they're like too stiff.
For real?
I can't do that shit. When I be at
the red light, man, I just be watching them things, man. I'm just
getting
like,
it.
This right?
Getting it. You're changing the channel, trying to find like, what they're dancing to. You're all right there. Renegade.
Hey, I should do a TikTok dancing like right next to him, doing the same shit he's doing.
You should. Oh, my God. That would go viral.
Oh man. Maybe I will do that.
That would 100% go viral.
I am gonna do a Maybe this weekend. I might do it this weekend.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go around probably PB or some shit and just do TikTok dances with random people.
Shut up. Are you good at looking at the dance and picking it up real quick?
Yeah. Oh, so there's like simple dances. Like I'm going to teach you one today. It's going to be real simple.
Okay.
So I'm not going to
teach
people.
What time are you going to do that? Maybe I'll go around with you.
You serious? I mean, I had that idea, but I didn't think you would be down.
It would be funny.
It would be funny.
It would be really funny.
It would be funny. Hey, if you're down. Hey, it's recorded. It's recorded.
Oh, hell. Put it on the books. My eyelashes fell off. My eyelashes fell off. I can't make it.
So, yeah, one of these weekends, we could do it.
I'm down. Let me know. Cool. I'm serious. I think it would be fun.
I think it would be fun, too.
I think if I had
think we need some more joy in this world, man. Like, that's what I'm trying to. That's what I'm trying to do, man.
Everyone is so damn serious.
For real,
so
man.
So serious.
Too serious, man.
I'm just like.
And then people are always like. Like, how are you, like, so happy all the time? Like, for me, like, it's more about gratitude. Like, that's what my mom always taught me. Like, it could be worse.
I was going to ask you that because you are always in good spirits, you know? I mean, I'm sure you have moments where you're going through things, but you always appear that you're, like, strong and thriving. And I think you put off that energy in the world, and it's helpful to a lot of people that are going through shit and don't know how to get back to that place where they're like, okay, everything's gonna be okay.
Well, that's
good. Because in the end, it's gonna be
okay.
Because
I go through shit. I can tell you that much.
Hey!
I was just taught that, like, whatever I'm going through, like, don't make somebody else go through what you're going through.
Right.
Like, so if I'm having a bad day, nobody else would know about it.
Right.
Because, like, I'm gonna deal with my shit by myself, you know? So, I mean, I'm an only child. So
Are you an only child?
Yeah. People are so surprised about that.
That's why
what
you're
are only
so
children
extra.
Supposed to. Oh!
I get it.
What was that one? That is not
well,
one.
Well, here's what I feel about only children.
Uh oh.
Sorry, y'all.
Uh oh.
But I feel like because you didn't have siblings, you.
I had to entertain myself.
Entertained yourself.
Yep.
And you're so entertaining and you're so genuine about it.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense. I have a brother, but I'm still very entertaining, so I don't know why I am. I'm just kidding. But that makes sense. Oh my God, would have loved to grow up and be one of your siblings. You would have been such a good brother.
So much, it would have been so much trouble. It would have been so much.
Oh my God. What's the worst thing you ever did as a kid?
As a kid?
Big trouble.
The worst thing? Big trouble?
Anything?
It's my,
oh shit.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
So my mom, I think I was like 13. Okay. 12 or 13, you know, that's when I just started first hitting puberty.
Okay.
You know, that's when I started getting horny and shit like that and you know, started touching my dick and shit like that.
Oh, no.
Shit was happening or whatever. So the homeboy, you know, he's giving me the porno tapes. This is when we had VHSs, yo.
Good old VHS.
This is when we had the VHSs, man. And I was staying in my grandma's house. It was me and my mom staying in my grandmother's house. And when my mom was at work, you know, those I had to pop those VHSs in, baby.
Oh,
and,
shit.
And I remember the first time, man. This is don't let your kids listen to this. Y'all already know this.
Okay.
Like, this is my podcast. we get transparent on this motherfucker. But I remember the first time that I jerked off. Like, I didn't even know what the fuck happened. I was just like, wait, what is this? What is this?
Oh my God, his whole body is shaking.
My whole body was like, whoa.
Did you get caught?
And then, no, I didn't get, I was in the bathroom.
Okay.
No, I was in the bathroom.
Okay.
And then I started watching the tapes. And then one day, I left the tape in the
No,
VHS.
You did not. I knew something was
I got
coming
caught
up with
slipping,
tapes.
Man. I got caught slipping. I left it in there.
And, God.
I guess when she turned the TV on, I guess, you know, when the with the VHS is, as soon as you turn the TV on, it just plays.
Oh.
Right? Because we had one of them ones where it was, like, hooked to the TV, so it's, like,
everything. Where did you get the tape?
From the homies.
Oh, okay.
From the homies. From the 13 and 15-year-old homies.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. We watched it at his house first. He was the one who put me on. I was like, wow, what is this?
I love that.
So I was like, let me hold a couple of those, man.
You know what I mean? He's all dollar a day.
So yeah, that was my mama found that shit.
Damn.
And
did you get an ass whooping? Remember when ass whooping was a thing?
I didn't get an ass whooping.
Oh.
I didn't get an ass whooping. I forgot what happened. But it wasn't nothing crazy. I think she just took something away. It was more about the embarrassment, actually.
Did you get the tape back?
Fuck no, I didn't get the tape
shit.
Back. I didn't get the tape
Damn.
Back. She took that shit.
She watched that shit.
You know what she did? You know what she did, I think? I think she played it while I was, like, in her vicinity. I think that's what she did.
Oh, how awkward.
Yeah,
Damn.
She did that. That was my mom. She raw. She a fucking gangster.
Damn, your mom did gave zero shits.
Yeah, she ain't care.
I remember my mom had a flip book, and it was a book that you take the book, you know, you hold it like on a counter or something, but you pull up the pages and you flip through it, and it's a sexual encounter, and they're just like,
to what?
The page, you know how like you have those flip books, and it'd be like a character,
okay.
It would be like a character moving type thing, and so it was like this,
like,
whole
sexual
thing. And we loved this book for some reason, and the kids passed it around. I was like 9 years old. We're like, look at this flip book. It's horrible. Kids are crazy.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
gracious.
I think that was probably the worst thing.
That's hilarious.
And bad grades.
Bad grades.
I think it was like twice where I got bad grades.
Did you ever get an ass whooping?
Yeah, those are two times I got
ass whooping.
That was
when ass whoopings, like, nobody was going to jail for ass whooping.
No.
Nobody was doing anything about ass whooping.
Nope.
It was legal.
Yeah, it was legal. It was legal. I got my ass whipped for having like, I think it was like D's or F's on my report card or some shit. I came home, my mom beat that ass.
Beat it.
And then another time when I had bad grades in high school, it was no more belt. Like, she just straight up hit me right in the chest.
Ooh.
Boom. Just gave me a two-peat. Boom, boom.
Ooh.
Like, that was it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Mom, like, she was, like, the type of person, she wasn't scared of nobody. You know, she wasn't waiting for my reaction. She was just like,
it's happening.
It's
yeah.
happening. So, like, that was the only two times that I've ever tried my mom. So, like, I've never gotten any trouble at all. So
that's good. You're so close with your mom?
Yeah, very close.
Aww.
We're like brother and sister.
I'm a boy.
Yeah. We talk probably, like, I don't know. Maybe like 4 or 5 times a week.
That.
Sometimes like
That's
3 or 4 times in one day.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Because like we know each other's days and stuff like that.
Look at you, so
see,
good.
See, all of these people don't even know about all of this. You're getting all of this shit out of
I'm
me.
I'm going to cry, literally.
No, don't cry.
That's so cute. No, like,
I was actually born on her birthday. I'm about to make you cry.
You have the same birthday as your mom?
Yeah, we do.
She had you on her birthday.
On her birthday. It's crazy, right?
What's your birthday?
September 23rd.
Where are you?
I'm a Libra.
What is that? A Libra.
Yeah.
Okay. Libras are wise people.
Yeah.
Balancing shit.
Yeah. Balance. Yeah.
That's cute. That's the cutest thing I had. See, I didn't even know that about you. I love
Fun
and that, fact. That, okay.
Now they don't. Now they don't.
Y'all
too.
Didn't know.
I don't think they
now
do.
You know. No. Shit.
Oh man.
I talk about ass whoopings. I remember my mom had this ugly set in the kitchen. It was part of her decor on the wall. And she had, it was two hooks that held up a carved fork, a carved knife, and a carved spoon.
Okay.
And they were all, I don't know where, she got them at like Knott's Berry Farm or some shit, who the hell knows? I don't know. And she would take the spoon down, and that's what she would paddle her ass with.
Oh, okay, that gotcha.
That
gotcha.
Fucking carved wood spoon. She probably still has it, just for memories. That spoon seen a lot of booty cheek.
Damn. How many ass whoopers you got? What was the worst thing you ever did? You probably did a lot of shit.
Oh, man. My mom got a new fridge, and we had a two-story house.
Mm-hmm.
So the fridge box was empty, obviously, but it was still put together except for one side. So we decided, as children, we had our friends come over, and we put one kid in the refrigerator box and pushed the box down the stairs. So this was working for a little bit, right? But then my brother went in the box, and the box was coming down, and I don't know if it's because you have to stand... You have to stand in the refrigerator box with your full body standing, or else if you have too much weight at the bottom, it's going to hit a step and fall and roll down the stairs.
Okay, gotcha.
You can't do that. You have to actually put your weight back on the box for it to slide down the carpet and stairs.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what he did, but he hit the stair. He flew out of the box, hit the foyer, and he cracked his head open. It was bleeding everywhere. All of us got in trouble for that shit. It was awful. And we were just like freaking out. My mom kicked everybody out. We were like all in trouble. I mean, we were really young at that point, but it was just like, I don't know if you remember those really thick JCPenney's catalogs. They were like 500 pages thick.
Yep.
I remember she hit me upside the back of the head with that. I don't even remember what happened. You guys, this is when shit was legal. Nobody was getting in trouble.
Oh,
nobody was getting in trouble for hitting their kids.
And I was like, I will call 911 on you. Woman did say, My daughter tried that. My daughter tried that shit, that 911 shit.
Yeah. You learn a lot when you get an ass whooping, though.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, ooh, I don't want to do that again.
Exactly. Oh, man.
Now it's just like, I will take your iPad away.
Right? Put you in time. I'll take your phone.
Yeah. I'll take your iPhone 11. Shit. These kids these days, they come in with, like, better phones than me, better everything. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
They got it all, man.
No, they got it all. I'm not mad about it.
Remember when there was, Remember Primeco phones?
Primeco? Prime Co phones.
You don't remember Prime Co.
What the hell is a Prime Co phone?
What year were you in high school?
Woo! 92 like 90, oh, to 96.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, shit.
What's a Prime Co? I had a flip phone. Not a flip phone.
Maybe that was like a South thing. Maybe that was like just in New
Orleans.
So
what is it? Is it?
It was just like.
Is that the brand of the phone?
It's kind
of
like Cricket.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we
so you didn't have a pager. Pagers was.
I did have pagers.
You did have a pager.
That was another thing my mom. That was another thing my mom did. So like my mom, she was like very, very fucking raw with me as a child.
Yeah.
Like she didn't hold nothing back. Like she told me about sex. She told me about drugs and shit like that. Like basically, she educated me about everything.
Yeah.
And told me like exactly what will happen if I was to do that. Not what she would do.
Right.
She was like. I'm not gonna do nothing. Like, I want you to know exactly what the consequences are in life about this shit.
Right.
So she wasn't really about me not having sex. She just wanted me to protect myself.
Right.
Because she was like, you can't get somebody pregnant if you
protect yourself.
Protect yourself.
And you can't catch anything also.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
That was her thing. Yeah. She was like, you need to protect yourself because you don't want your dick to fall off.
Right.
You know? Like,
I mean,
not because you don't want to get somebody pregnant, because you don't want your dick to fall off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's always been my mentality.
And I also don't want to pay for all your medications.
You're right.
All right. Wrap it up, boy.
So yeah, she was, I mean, she taught me about all of that shit, man. Like,
yeah.
That's just what it was, man.
Well, that's good. I mean, you turned out fine. You did a good job. So far. Okay, so far. I'm going to take your cards and I'm going to ask you a question.
Oh, that's...
Has anybody ever done that to your ass?
No.
Oh, shit.
I usually don't have cards. It was just so many things that I wanted to ask you.
But I got
those are like
one.
Lame.
How are we alike?
We already talked about that.
Wild? Oh, we kind of did.
That we did.
Self-care. What is your self... Ooh.
Self-care,
I
want
to know you as a handsome, thriving...
The tables have turned, you guys.
The tables have turned.
We got about 15 minutes. Okay. I knew we was going to go over an hour.
It's
already
okay. We'll do this again, part two.
Yeah, you'll do it till part two.
But I just want to know, what is your self-care routine?
I don't have a self-care routine.
Oh,
I actually am like looking to do some shit like that. You know?
Okay.
I want to get more educated on that
you don't,
shit.
You don't use any special leave-in conditioners?
No. No, I mean, I don't have no hair. You know, you guys know. You know?
That's why
I got that skin conditioner,
well,
baby.
Well, you know he
coconut
likes to
oil,
take
baby.
Care of his teeth because he's got the Invisalign.
Of course. Of
How
course.
Long are you wearing the Invisalign for? Your teeth look great, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you.
Like 3 or 4 months, actually.
Okay.
So there's a 6 month. And I was fucking slacking. I was slacking. Huh? What's that?
Oh, I'm all reading the cards.
Oh, yeah.
I'm reading the cards. I like the cards.
We were talking about it.
I know. We did. Well, so what else?
But,
what do
we have out here?
I just wanted you guys to know where he where he podcasts. We are sitting atop a meadow. Okay. We are looking at the bay. What do you call this area? Is it Bayho?
Is it?
What's it called?
No, ho, Bayho. This ain't Bayho, ho.
Bay Harbor? What's it called?
This is,
I forgot what you said. Wait, the home's
Bay
here.
Bay Park.
I want to live up here.
Bay Park.
We're in Bay Ho Park. And we're literally overlooking the ocean, and it is so freaking beautiful, and the sun is shining down.
SeaWorld is over there, I think.
I see SeaWorld.
Yeah.
I see it. I see the bridges. It's so beautiful.
You see the shore club?
Where's the shore club?
No, it's...
Are you being silly?
No.
Why you have me looking for it? I was like, where is it?
The next exit is Grant and Garnett, so it's... PB's right there.
Oh, PB's right there.
PB's right there,
I like this neighborhood a lot. I want to live here.
Yeah, this neighborhood is pretty cool. I like it, too.
How long have you had your dog?
She's, 10 years? 19 years? Something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's cute. Okay, so I'm just curious.
Uh-oh.
So you've been training. You're at F45.
Mm-hmm.
For you, I mean, we're kind of like in the same position where we love where we work. We work at, you know, a couple different studios. Is that a quarter?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, shit.
That fell out my pocket.
Okay. Call somebody that cares.
What?
Everyone,
call somebody that cares.
Remember
that's what you do with a quarter?
Yes. Back in the days, they used to say, so when you would go to a payphone, it used to be 25 cents.
Yeah.
So if you were telling somebody some shit they didn't care, they'd be like, here's a quarter. Call somebody that cares.
I never heard that.
Rewind. My eyelashes are falling off. But I feel like, okay, so we're both trainers. We're both in a couple different studios. Do you have something that's next, or are you just in the now and feeling your way through it and wherever it leads you?
Kind of both. Okay. You know? Okay. I mean, whatever opportunities presents itself. I go back and forth with the whole brand thing, but I feel like, you know, if I really kind of work to build a brand, mm-hmm. I'll get more opportunities. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I struggle with, because like, I'm not naturally a person that tells people what I'm doing.
Right.
And people think that because of my social media.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I get in these phases to where like, I need to do that because I'm trying to build a brand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I feel you on that 100%.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to tell everybody everything I'm up to, because I've actually had in the past multiple times people take things that are my ideas and run out and do it first.
Mm.
And I'm like, damn, you really just did that? You knew we were just talking about that. See, I just told you I was going to do that.
And that's why we got to do that TikTok thing this weekend.
Yes.
I think somebody going to try to fire you.
Yes. But then I also feel you on the other side of it, where you do need to start putting yourself out there if there's something you want to do, because when people see what you're trying to do, they might have connections for you or an easier way to get there or like something like that. So I find myself always torn, because I have a lot on my, like, you know, my vision board. There's a lot of things I want to work on, but I'm like, who do I tell and when?
Right.
And then, and who do I trust with all my ideas? Yep. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because people are like, well, what are you doing with your time? And there's things that I'm doing that I, like, mm-hmm. I can't even tell you. Yep. So I'm like, well, shit. I was taking a nap all day, every day. So, which I do take a lot of naps, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I do too. How many hours you get sleep?
I go to sleep by like 10:30 and I wake up at 6:30, so about 8 hours.
And then you still have to take naps in the middle.
I still take a nap. I can tell you, like, instructing at Seoul is very exhausting. Mm-hmm. And it might be a 30-minute just power nap. Mm-hmm. But when I wake up from that nap, it's 30 minutes, right? I feel like I slept the whole night. Oh, like, I'm a power napper. Some people are like, I feel more tired. And I'm just like, I definitely don't.
Not me.
I'm ready to go.
Not me. I will take a nap. Usually I'll take a nap like between like 1 and like 3, somewhere around there.
Same.
And then I go teach 4 classes, you know?
Same. Yeah, and kill it. And you'll be like, I'm
hot! Yeah.
That's probably why they wonder, like,
why
where
is your energy like this? Yeah. And they're just coming back from work. And I'm just like, I don't know.
Exactly.
I was like, what if I drank coffee? I actually did a coffee challenge. I don't know if you saw that. That was a while back. So I was drinking coffee for like a whole week.
What do you mean? So like all day?
Not all day, but just like doing like the whole... how people drink their coffee in the morning, you know, like they have to have their coffee every morning. Because I don't drink coffee at all.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, oh my God.
And that's the reaction I get all the time, yo. This is the reaction that I get. So I was like, I want to see what the big deal is about this coffee thing. So
did you feel
different? Yes and no. Like, I had people recommending like all of this shit to me, you know. It was just like caramel this and macchiato that and Americano this. So I started trying like all of this shit. Like every single day I was trying something new. But everybody loves sweet shit in the morning. I don't know.
Sweet. They
I don't
do.
Know why. It's like vanilla bean coffee.
Yeah.
This was during pumpkin season too. So
ooh. I got the seasonal.
I did the pumpkin spice latte or some shit from Starbucks.
Basic white girl status.
I'm doing that shit.
I like it.
But I'm gonna tell you, man, like, it was like, I don't know, like, I don't really take pre-workout, but it's like, it's kind of like a pre-buzz.
Okay.
All right. It felt like a pre-buzz, and then like all of a sudden that pre-buzz was going. And I was like, this is what you guys are.
And so you crash. It's kind of, it's not the best thing for you.
No.
It can't be. Because if anything's going to take you up and down like that, that's mm-hmm. just, that can't be good.
Right.
It's not like a sustainable energy.
It didn't take me up. I just felt it. I just felt, you know, like I was about to get buzzed or something like that. And then like, after that, I was just like, fuck
whatever.
This shit. You
right.
know, like.
If you don't need
back
it,
to my regular energy, you know?
Like, back to my regular crazy. Back to
the regular scheduled programming up in this mug, man.
So wait, how long do you do this podcast at?
So it stops at a minute, I mean at an hour. So once it stops.
And then does it go right on your thing, or what do you do next? I need to know. The people need to know. The people.
So once we're done,
okay.
I just save it as an audio file.
Okay.
And sometimes I put some music behind it, but I won't put some music behind it this time.
Usually
when I'm just doing it by myself, I have like some background music in the background.
Okay.
But and then I just post it.
Was it hard to start your own podcast?
No, it wasn't hard at all.
Really?
Like, this is all it is.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of my podcasts that I do.
I could start a podcast?
Fuck yeah, you can.
You think I could?
I'd help you do it. Yeah.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Would you?
You need to start it like right now? Fuck yeah. You need to.
I want to.
People like me and you like need to be talking about shit. Man, I'm telling you, man.
I want the people to know a lot of things. I do. A lot of things.
Now I have to do like a, I want to do like an update on like my life right now.
Okay.
Like it's kind of changed like the last couple of months.
Yeah.
I do like a lot of relationship topics. Like people send me questions about like their situations in relationships and I talk about them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love
like
that.
Listener questions.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I've been doing this for like almost 2 years.
Well,
yeah.
I've only listened to like a few of them. So now I want to like listen to more of them.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see what they're all about, like from you because of your personality and everything. And every podcast I listen to is so different.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like there's so many.
It is.
And they all
But
do
you just
got
to be you. Like a lot of times, like people don't want to get into it because they think they have to be so technical, like this person.
Oh,
you
I'm
know?
Not technical.
Just fucking do you.
Yeah.
You know, people just want to hear you talk just like they want to hear you talk on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
They watch your story. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't they want to hear you talk on a podcast?
I don't
know
why they want to watch the Tesla talk. But
hey, we want to watch that shit, man.
But I do.
Because you're relatable, you know?
Yeah.
You're fucking real. Like, that's what that's what people like.
I think it's interesting because people get discouraged. So say I'm like somebody who does want my own podcast, but there's a ton of podcasts, right? And I think it's like, you know, you as an individual, you sit back, you're like, I want to start this, but what makes me different and why are people going to listen to my podcast?
Right.
And I think exactly what you just said, because you say things different, you speak into topics your own way.
Yeah.
And so the people that are going to listen to your podcast are the ones that resonate with you, you
exactly.
know? Whereas you might be talking about breakups and then this other chick might be talking about breakups and they like yours better or hers better, but...
Mm-hmm.
There's such a big audience.
Right.
So it's like, there's unlimited humans out there.
Exactly.
Like, just go ahead and do it because the thing that's going to make you different is you.
So, yeah, so many people are like listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, it's not saturated at all.
It's not.
Know? Especially
it's
like
really
if you already like have a following.
Yeah.
And once somebody listens to your podcast, like, standing on to somebody else, standing on to, and I just put my shit on Spotify. It was on Apple.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get it back on Apple, but I figure everybody has Spotify, so.
Mm-hmm. I think they do have a lot of, yeah. Spotify, I didn't have Apple forever. Spotify was the first, like,
mm-hmm.
music platform that I had. So,
mm-hmm.
I think most people, I still have Spotify. I'll never get rid
but
of it.
But Apple is, it's a free app. It's a free podcast app. So, you don't have to buy it.
Okay.
So, anybody who has, like, an iPhone,
okay.
you just download the podcast
and
app.
And Spotify,
like,
you had to buy?
Yeah, well,
you have to pay $9.99 a month.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was, yeah.
Yeah, you was already
that's
that
a
anyway.
Tax write-off for me. Because I need music.
There you go.
So,
you're right?
Yes. So, okay, I'm going to eat another Go Macro bar.
Go ahead. Eat another one. I'll eat another one, too.
Are you going to eat the cherry one?
You want the cherry one, right?
Well, you have two of them. Sunny Up.
Yeah, just in case. I feel like you was all on the cherries and berries.
I
heard that.
I was going to take it to go.
Oh.
I'm that type of bitch. I'm all, you paying? I'll take another one.
Wrap
that one up. I love food to go. I really do. I like having snacks everywhere.
I can tell.
I do.
I know. You know what?
We got to eat a lot.
People.
We do.
You know what this chick told me? We about to run out of time, but. Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, we can cut it off
and
keep
going. Do you do like a salutations? I'll see y'all later.
No.
What do you do?
We wanted to do it on this one.
Okay.
This is a special podcast because this is a person that's fucking crazy like me. So this is different.
That's
like, it don't even matter
we'll
how
again.
We fucking do it.
We'll
know?
Do it again.
My intro?
I think people will want to see.
My intro?
What's
I didn't
intro?
Do my intro today.
Oh.
Because we was already into it, you know?
I needed
mean? Like,
the whole deal.
You needed the whole deal. I'll give you the whole deal next time.
Well, what's your extra? Do it. What's the, okay.
What's
what
my...
are we going to say? We're going to go. We're going to be back.
No, I don't really say anything.
You just let it cut off?
I just let it cut off.
Oh.
Yeah. Just
see, I would end my podcast on like this. This is Janelle Bird signing off. Instagram me at Janelle Bird _. Okay. See me. See all the things that I'm about. Go. I'm just kidding. Oh, God.
I usually say like.
I just drooled all over myself.
Appreciate you.
Hey, cherries and berries macro bar make you drool, right? It's tart.
It's tart.
Oh, man. Okay, you say.
I usually just keep it simple.
Oh, my God.
I'll be like, I'll see you on the next podcast, man.
We have 40 seconds.
Peace out. I just be like, peace out.
Oh, my God. We'll see you on the next podcast. Thank you for listening.
See how awkward this is?
Yeah.
This is not what we do.
Okay,
we don't do planned shit. Like, that's not what, that's not how we work.
Let's play some horseshoes.
Play some horseshoes.
Oh my god, oh, it's man. Not real. Now I feel awkward.
Yeah, I
can
know,
you
right?
Can you cut off the last 2 minutes?
Oh, look. That's all we got for today. We're going to have a
spit on your phone.
I know, right?
We're
going to have a part two, y'all.
Okay, we'll have a part two. Love you guys. All
right, see y'all in the next one.
Bye.
Later.